tie together.
Do not forget, I speak from experience here. It is important that you remember this and go bake. That's my advice.
Now, the president, I almost interrupted him. I was like one of those occupied people. Notice that they're showing up in the back of rooms and screaming things out. He said go big, and he said go big for Valentine's, but he could have meant go big when it comes to the deficit and the budget. You know, in crunching the numbers during Obama's 4 years in the White House, and this is just his own numbers that his team has released, it's over $5 trillion, almost $6 trillion at this point, not to pound on the president right when we open up the mic, but, hey, he opened it up for us by saying that we have to go big, not just on Valentine's Day, but apparently when it comes to money matters in this country. So if you were to crunch the numbers, we've got 300 million Americans, roughly, right? It works out to $17,000 a person, or about $70,000 for a family of four. When you look at the amount of money that we're talking about, the deficit spending under this president, and you divide it up, $17,000. Is $17,000 a lot of money to many of you listening to me? I'm just going to bet that it is. So that's where we start here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hope you had a great Valentine's and did something exciting, or if you didn't, maybe you got some candy. Got to eat some candy. It's like a free candy day. How many calories? Huh? Who cares? It's a day for chocolate. The biggest day of the year for chocolate. Yep, because that's what people give. It's the same three things, right? Well, yeah, the same three things. Chocolate, flowers, and lingerie. When you get lingerie, though, I wonder, who is that for, the man or the woman? I think you got to throw a little candy and flowers in there, too, along with that if you do it. But it's a big day for all three. Huge flower day, huge chocolate day, and huge for the lingerie stuff, too, as well. Well, there's no hiding the fact behind anything sexy when it comes to what's going on with the payroll tax extension. So on top of the budget and everybody screaming and yelling, at least on the Republican side, over this budget, and really most of the Democrats not talking too much about it, just talking about jobs and what could happen with that. But those 17,000 a person numbers and 70,000 a family really put it into perspective. Because I think by the time it's all said and done, if we continue to do what we're doing now, we're talking about a deficit that could get so far out of control, we could be up to $20 trillion. I mean, that's my magic number for ridiculousness, and how do we get back from that? I hope we don't see it. I hope I'm dead wrong on that. But every time we get into a pickle, into a corner where we have to do something to ease whatever it is, the lack of jobs, the housing crunch that we got in because of the subprime lending, the hoodlums who made a bunch of money off of all of our backs for everybody else who was just paying their mortgage. You weren't getting a sweetheart deal where you were getting in a mansion, you know, $500,000 mansion, and you were making $16 an hour. But the people who did that, and then the people who gladly sold it to them and then resold those mortgages, put us in this situation. But we know that. That's old news. There's nothing new with it. The thing that's new is, how do we get out of it? And when people like Ron Paul, when he says we can't continue to do what we're doing with this deficit, we got to clear the decks. We got to get out of some of the bases where we are to save money. We have to figure out what's happening on our own shores first, no matter what. Not saying that we don't do anything for allies or others, but how much waste is there, even militarily, where we're paying money? How much money are we giving to the tune of billions to countries like Egypt now? Why do we keep doing this stuff when we don't have the money to finance ourselves? So now you have the payroll tax cut, the extension. It looks like there's a bipartisan deal, although it's hardly bipartisan. What's happened is it's just another way to bankrupt the country. So the cuts reduce deposits, basically follow the bouncing ball for Social Security, where our government has already used the money several times over, again and again and again. So we want to fix the economy. This isn't the way to do it, for a couple of bucks here and there. But they negotiated a temporary deal at this point. So the Republicans who were elected saying, no way, no how would they do this, they caved. The Speaker of the House, John Boehner, caved. He caved to the pressure. And probably the idea that it's a political year, so let's just get this out of the way. Let's do 10 months, and then whoever comes in next, they can deal with it. But we'll have either the current president will get another 4 years, or if someone else comes in, okay, fine. But we now we have this deal in place, and it includes nearly $2 trillion in new tax hikes and fees. So if Congress doesn't stop it, it becomes a law. Where are we going? Where are we headed with this? I mean, really, come on. Where are we headed with this? In the meantime, coming up here on America Tonight, a couple of things. One, look to Canada. For all the Canadians who are listening to this show, get ready for spy versus spy when it comes to the internet in your country. And I think it's a good thing for Americans to look at, because we just went through this when we talk about piracy laws and everything else, and what happened with SOFA. When I was in Washington, all the outrage, and we talked to a couple different congressmen about that, and that kind of went away for now, but it's not going away forever. There's still massive debate on it. So as Canada clamps down on the internet, we should pay attention to what's happening across the border to the south and be pretty vigilant on that, because trust me, you do not want the government with their fingers in our wild, wild west, the internet. We don't want them there. And the other thing that we're going to talk about, too, during this hour is the reduction in nukes. So in looking at reducing nukes, you know, there is this theory, well, we have tons of nukes. We don't, I mean, how many do we need, for goodness sake? But when you talk about reducing the arsenal 80%, is that smart? Is that a good play, especially the announcement of it? I get the reason to do that and bang the chest and say, we're about peace, we're about relationships with people, so we're dumping our nukes. We got plenty, we're going to dump 80%, and we hope you follow suit. I mean, this is the way the world should work, but it doesn't work that way. It's like we release the blueprints. To me, there's something about that. And we're releasing the blueprints again. The president is saying 80% reduction, because that was one of his campaign promises, that he would reduce nukes. So apparently we are headed in that direction. Fair or foul? What do you say, America? Is this the right move? Maybe I'm looking at it the wrong way. I'm going to give out the digits. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Also, at the tail end of the hour, we'll scoot to the mailbox, because so many of you, since our mailbox is still open, it hasn't been closed by the government, so many of you have sent in emails about a whole bunch of different things, including this compromise on the payroll tax extension, the cuts, again, just continuing them for another 10 months. We'll get to that. And again, that's the last part of the show. Stay with us. We're digging in deep. Next segment. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you're having any problems with the IRS or a local revenue agency, I understand and I can help. I'm tax attorney Tony Dennison. When I was a kid, the IRS came after my mother's house because of mistaken information. Ever since then, I've dedicated my life to defending people in trouble with the IRS. I'm a real tax attorney, which means I have two law degrees, a standard law degree known as a JD, and a tax law degree known as a Master's of the Laws in Taxation. I've been practicing for 10 years and I've helped many of your fellow citizens in tax trouble. If you're in tax trouble, you don't need to be alone and you don't need to call one of those fake lawyer clearinghouses. Call me, Tony Dennison, at Dennison Tax Law, 952-886-7141, or on the web at DennisonTaxLaw.com. It may be the best call you make all year. Dennison Tax Law, 952-886-7141. And again, on the web at DennisonTaxLaw.com.
So on the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up. Leave this one alone. She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
So an 80% cut in our nukes means we'll have less than China. But does it matter? If you have enough to blow up the world, how many more do you need? I'm just thinking out loud. I'm just spitballing it with all of you across America and the world. What say you? 800-259-5791. Remember, it's all about also deterring folks that might decide to do us harm. Geez, we all want to get along. Absolutely. Do we deep down all want peace and love and good things in life? Absolutely. But we got to make sure that we keep our enemies close, because trust me, we still have enemies. Although we'd like to think that we don't, this is not the way the world works. There are strong opinions that people have of different nations and the way that they are governed too as well. So it may seem nicey-nice when people are sitting around at the table and having conversations about where we're headed as a civilization as a whole, but ultimately, how much can you trust? And I'm a trusting person, but I'm not running this country, thank goodness, because I mean, for some people, it would be thank goodness because they wouldn't like what I would do. I would say less government intrusion. However, I would not cut our nuclear arsenal without massive assurances and without Iran being taken out of the game. I would not cut them 80%, no matter if we have plenty to go around. I still don't like the idea of throwing that number out there. Maybe it's because I think that there's too much revealing in that. The people that are involved in denuking the world would say, well, that's the idea. You have to do that, because if we say that we're reducing, then that will lead other people to do the same thing. But I'm not so sure that I'm buying what they're selling. I'm just saying. All right, let's go to Sam. who is listening to us in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
How are you doing, gorgeous?
Good. How are you doing? Happy belated Valentine's Day.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes, I took you to a very nice restaurant. Champagne. Yeah.
That works. That's good. You're a good guy. You've been dating her for a while now. It seems like you have a good thing going. Good for you.
Yeah, a dozen roses, of course.
Yep.
The whole nine yards. The lingerie will take care of Saturday night.
There you go.
Okay. First of all, I spoke to Steve. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
He's got friends, and Israel isn't going to, attack, Iran, because from what he's hearing, I guess maybe you've heard, is that, no, they're not attacking like the ambassadors. They're only talking employees' wives or employees. They're not attacking like the ambassadors. So they are worried, but they're not. So that's why. But in some cases, they are putting on extra security at Israeli embassies around the world. And even if, let's say, the ambassador and his wife want to go to a night at the opera, they have to go in almost like a bulletproof car like the president drives. So.
Well, that makes sense. I think that makes sense with the tensions as high as they are,
right,
and the back and forth, and we've got a missile that can hit you, and
right,
we're sitting here trying to enrich uranium. I think that's a smart thing to do. But I'm hearing the opposite. I'm hearing that that's the reason times were thrown out, that April, May, June, hey, we could make a move, and maybe that's just to throw it out there as a threat to Iran.
Right. Right,
yeah.
Ahmadinejad, I wouldn't trust him as far as I could throw him, if you know what I mean.
No, of course, we're on the same page there. That's what I say.
Right.
I don't care. You want to try to negotiate with this guy? He doesn't want to negotiate.
No.
It doesn't matter how much Ron Paul says it or how many other people say, well, we should try to negotiate. There's no negotiating with this nutball. No.
Please.
It's not happening.
Even if you turn to a hockey net, so I had to bring in hockey.
Right. It's not happening.
Yeah. You think of Ron Paul will eventually drop out, or is he going to stay till the end?
He says he's going to stay till the end. Ron Paul says that he's in this thing. We'll see. I mean, what does the end mean? Is it after Super Tuesday? Is it all the way to June?
Right.
Does he start to gain some momentum? He's got to win a couple because you got to get those delegates. If he gets some delegates, certainly
right,
he stays. And he said he's going to stay in this because this is it for him.
Okay,
this
when
is his last crack at it.
When is Super Tuesday, by the way?
March 6th is Super Tuesday. There are 10 different states that will have delegates up for grabs. It's almost equivalent to 500 delegates, so it's a very big day. Does that get split up among a couple of different people?
Right.
Does somebody just clear the board? That's the key thing. Hey, thanks for the call, and happy belated V-Day again. You sound like you need some rest, buddy.
How about some dental work, too?
Yeah, I knew it. I could tell. Oh, I've been there. I can't believe you called us. That's sweet that you called. You go get some rest.
Hey, take care, gorgeous.
All right. Canada. Speaking of Sam being in Montreal, the Canadian government, I said this, they introduced a bill to give law enforcement folks there the power to go through online communications, but there's lots of criticism because it's that privacy thing again. The Justice Minister, Rob Nicholson, said that new technologies give new ways of crimes being committed, give the people that think about them new ways to do that, so it's difficult to investigate. The legislation will enable us to keep pace with the changing technology. So civil liberty groups, much like in the U.S., and other opposition parties are not happy with this. They say the police powers that are in this bill could result in what we all hate in this country, unreasonable searches and seizures. I think there's going to be an uprising in Canada. I don't think they're going to like this whatsoever, because it means that any telecommunications service folks have to set up systems that would allow the police or Canada Spy Service to intercept stuff, emails, etc., as part of their investigations. Let's go to Al. He's listening to us in Canada. Hey, Al.
Hi, kid. I'm a Neanderthal Luddite. I don't even own a computer. Well, I'm almost blind. I'm almost blind, so I can't sit and stare at a little. I don't have an iPhone or a smartphone or a BlackBerry or an iPad or whatever. So I couldn't care less about this stupid law. If you're not a child pornographer, you got nothing to worry about. But anyways, Kate, you know, PETA, People for the Eating and Training of Animals, or what is PETA? People for the
Ethical treatment.
Animals?
Mm-hmm.
They got their knickers in a knot over Mitt Romney. Apparently in 1981 or whatever, back a long time ago, he put a dog on the roof of his car.
Yes.
For how many miles?
I don't know how many miles it was for. It was a little bit of a jaunt, though, and everybody's upset with him about that. That story got reported. He says that there wasn't a big deal, and he doesn't understand why it was made a big deal. He tried to just kind of get out of it.
It was in a box, and it was strapped on the roof in a box,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it was strapped. Yeah, it wasn't
sitting
on the roof, yeah.
Did it injure or kill the dog?
No.
Did he have to go to a dog psychiatrist?
No.
No, Kate, you know, this is it. I heard that PETA went to the Supreme Court or one of the courts in the United States saying that the SeaWorld in California or Florida, they've got some whales and dolphins in captivity, and this was a violation of the 13th, whatever amendment abolished slavery. Was it the 13th Amendment?
Yeah, you're talking about a case we talked about this last week where the San Diego judge says, no, it didn't violate. No, yeah.
You know, if you're going to have rights, apparently PETA claims that killer whales and dolphins have a right not to be enslaved. That was their argument, right?
Right.
The violation of their rights to put them into a quote-unquote slavery, right?
Yes,
you,
crazy.
What duties? If you're going to have rights, you also have to have duties and responsibilities that are enforceable. What enforceable right duties and responsibilities? Like if a killer, can you sue a killer whale if he doesn't pay his taxes?
No, you can't. There is no taxes for that whale. It's SeaWorld.
They have no duties. A killer whale doesn't have any duties. In order to have rights, you've got to have duties, right?
Yes.
So what duties do killers? It's absolutely ridiculous. And you know, if PETA ruled the world, nobody would eat dairy or meat or fish or eggs, right? If PETA had unlimited power over government, all consumption of meat would be outlawed, right? Wouldn't it?
That's the idea. That it's again the ethical treatment, as you just said, for animals. That's what they're about.
Cannibalism.
Yeah.
Because to PETA, to me, like I'm chowing down on a great big hamburger right now. I would be charged with cannibalism if PETA ruled the world. If PETA ran the USA and Canada, I would be charged with cannibalism for eating a hamburger, right?
You would be, Al. Al, you're funny. You brought up some good stuff. We're going to talk about PETA on the flip side. Thanks for the call. Because once again, one of their ads has drawn attention to them, but some people think they might have crossed a line. We're going to tell you about it next.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit wisefoodstorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Alexander listening to us and helping us in Australia. Jack carries around his copy of the Constitution just like I do. I have a, they call it dog-eared when it's worn. I have a dog-eared pocket copy of the Constitution of the United States. It's interesting because when Al mentioned slavery and was talking about the amendment, I thought, oh yeah, there's my copy of the Constitution, especially in these times when so many of the Republicans that are running are keep referring to the Constitution. I mean, it's the obvious things that we're talking about, but it's an interesting document to reread. And there's, you know, when you in mine, they talk about September 17th, 1787. And because I grew up in Philadelphia, which is a historic city, the Declaration of Independence as a kid, that was always fascinating to me. How did they sign? When did they sign the Declaration? What happened with the Constitution? All that stuff. And if you ever get a chance, this isn't a plug, a paid plug or anything, and I'm from there, but it's very cool to go to Philly if you like history, if you're a fan of history, because the Constitution Center, the Liberty Bell, and Independence Hall are right there in a row next to each other, and Betsy Ross's house and Ben Franklin's house are just down the street, and you get to see it all, boom, just like that. You don't have to travel all over the place. It's just right there in the heart of the city. All right, the heart of the PETA campaign. I feel compelled to bring this up because Al was talking about PETA and the whales and SeaWorld. Well, we know people for the ethical treatment of animals, okay? They're known for provocative ads trying to get attention. This time for Valentine's Day, you're going to have to trust my description of this. They featured women that were in different states of undress trying to draw attention to animal rights. But in the ad, the video warned women about the dangers of their boyfriend's veganism. that they may have crossed a line, right? So why people think they might have crossed a line in this is because I'll just kind of set it up for you. There's a woman who is limping, and she's got a neck brace. She doesn't have any pants on. She's got a coat on. She's struggling to carry a bag of vegetables home from the store. And when she gets home, she says that she suffers from the fact that her boyfriend went vegan and knocked the bottom out of me. It's a painful condition that occurs when boyfriends go vegan and suddenly bring it like a tantric porn star. Wow. I thought I was misreading it when I read it. And so they show the boyfriend fixing a hole in the bedroom and saying, oh, you're feeling better. And that's what he asks as she disrobes, basically. Now, the director of campaigns and the outreach and all that kind of stuff, I mean, they knew they were going to get bombarded by criticism and that kind of stuff, said, look, it's tongue-in-cheek. People who watch the ad all the way through see the woman is smiling, she's happy, it's playful. They released it the day after the Grammys. And, boy, the problem is because of domestic abuse, more than anything, forget all the other things. I think it's the problem of the domestic abuse is so rampant in the country that I don't know that they were thinking about that when they put this together. I mean, I certainly don't think this was the intention of it. So, I mean, portraying women as beat up physically, even joking around about it, is probably a rough thing for people to sit up, pay attention to and say, oh, yeah, PETA, I get it. Even the editor at Advertising Age said that it, you know, they're going for shock value, but the strategy in trying to cause controversy and get coverage and go viral, like here I am talking about it now, does it really work for what the message of it is? And I would say, yeah, I understand controversy, shock, hooks, all that sort of stuff, but I'm going to say thumbs down. We just did a show. I guess it was in December we did a show. Now it's the second year where we did this out of New York, and it was on domestic abuse. And I've talked to so many cops. I've got an uncle who's a cop who almost died because of domestic violence. He was on one of those calls that police hate to go on and was stabbed 30 times. So you got to be careful there when you're talking about that kind of stuff. And you'd be shocked at how, sadly, how rampant it is. And it's not always the woman. Sometimes it's the reverse situation. So I think they kind of missed, I think they missed the mark with this ad anyway. I get the shock, I get the hook, I get what they were trying to go for, but I'm thinking it didn't really work for them. Even getting some publicity, I think it was probably a huge flop. Not a huge flop is what's happening with Rick Santorum for the run for the money. Santorum now is suddenly the darling of the polls again. He slipped ahead of Mitt Romney in a lot of them. And you think about this, since last summer, Romney, back in June in New Hampshire, they had really what amounted to having tea with each other, which was the first debate. It was like a town hall. I remember watching it. I was back in New Jersey watching it on the tube, actually. And Romney then was far and away clearly ahead of everybody else. But now the lead has switched. Would you believe it has switched 9 times? 9 times it's switched through different candidates. And we know a bunch of those people have dropped out of the race for president, whether it was Herman Cain, Rick Perry, Michelle Bachmann, whoever. But I'm just going to give it to you, the numbers that I saw. Some people are predicting that Romney's going to win the nomination, but that Santorum is pretty darn close. He's got a 72, according to the predictions, Santorum has a 17.8% chance, where Romney has a 72.8% likelihood of winning the nomination, but he has a chance to win a bunch of the primaries that are coming up and get more delegates, so who knows. Bottom line is, how worried do you think the Democrats are about the Republicans? I can tell you that I talked to Republican and Democratic strategists at least a couple of times a week, just kind of pick their brain on what's being talked about, really being talked about in Washington. And I don't think the Democrats are worried one bit at all. I think the Democrats feel like they have this thing wrapped up unless the economy were to just suddenly somehow flame out of control. We have World War III and they can't put a lid on it. They're not concerned, and they have so much money to spend on ads, almost $1 billion, although they're backing away from that. They don't want to talk about the $1 billion, but they have almost $1 billion. All right, let's go to Rick in Illinois. He believes that Obama's definitely the guy and the Republicans don't have a shot. Right, Rick?
That's right.
Brownlee
went up in Michigan and said they should let General Motors and Chrysler fail, go bankrupt.
Yeah.
That ain't going to get no votes up there.
No. People, are you kidding? I agree with you. But with what's happened to Detroit, it was like a ghost town forever. And still now they're practically giving houses away. Detroit has turned a corner a little bit, but they're still having a lot of problems getting people to even stay.
Yeah. It's come back. I mean, General Motors is starting to get better. And Ford is too. And Chrysler, they're all starting to come back. So when you go up there, you don't say stuff like that. You want to get votes. My goodness.
He was thinking of the government thing not bailing out, but he wasn't thinking clearly because you're right. You can't say that comment and not expect that it's not explained correctly. It's not going to blow up in your face. And it was another faux pas, yeah.
Well, you know, he already said that he don't care about the poor and he's starting to show, so. But, you know, this Catholic stuff, I'm getting tired of listening to them about this birth control. They're not making them take the birth control pill. They're just making them offer it. That's all.
Well, the problem is what they should have done when they came out with the health care law. They could have avoided this whole thing. But that was the idea, not to have that it would just be offered across the board. What they could have done is could have said it's up to religious institutions they want to cover, but that was the idea. They didn't want to leave it up to any organization. They didn't want to make it an or, if, but kind of situation, and nobody paid attention, Rick. It was sitting there. This has been sitting there for how many years? It's been there since 2010.
Well, it's bad. I think back in 87 or 78, they ruled that, I think the health department or somebody, that you couldn't discriminate which prescriptions you're going to cover. And birth control was one of them. They had to cover them all or none. And the Catholic Church has been fighting that ever since back then. So this ain't nothing new. It's been going on for years and years.
Yeah.
They act like their government's going to make them take it. But, you know, I just wonder how many Catholic women take the pill anyway. So I don't see what they're all up in the air about.
Well, there's Catholic Catholics and the lapsed Catholics. just like the Democratic Party and the Republican Party, there's the liberal wing, there's the moderate wing, there's the strictly down the line Democrat. This is everything now. It's not just a label, Rick. You have several labels. So if you're a Catholic, you can be 10 different kinds of Catholics. And you're right. There are plenty of Catholic women that take birth control pills. Yes.
Yeah, you know, Catholics, they go out and sow the wild oats on Saturday night and come in Sunday and pray for a crop failure. So.
You're terrible. You're going to get me into big trouble. Rick, two hands on the wheel. Thanks for the call. Coming up on the flip side, since really we're all, you know, this is like post-Valentine's for some people, but I think it carries over into the next day. Would you believe that February is a big month for divorce? In fact, filings are up 40% starting in the beginning of February through Valentine's Day and beyond. That next with Dennis Fuller.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Warning. The unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now, it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini Course that will prepare you for breakdowns in civil order. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to his 7-part Urban Survival Mini Course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com or call 877-403-7076. 877-403-7076. You'll be glad you did.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Day is here, but I hope that you got roses and candy or went out to dinner or got golf shoes or whatever it is that your husband or wife decided they were going to give you, but not divorce papers. It's a very strange thing, but divorce filings are big around Valentine's Day. In fact, they skyrocket. I was just looking at some statistics out of my old stomping grounds, the New York Post. I used to read that on the train. And one of the articles that I came across talked about the fact that divorce filings actually go up 40% this time of year, that they've collected all the data, and that's what they found. A couple of different divorce attorneys they quote in it, and we're very excited to have our own divorce attorney with us to explain this crazy phenomenon to us. Dennis Fuller, he's an attorney in Dallas, Texas. Dennis, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Glad to be here with you tonight.
What is it about Valentine's Day and divorce? Is it just a nasty little last jab, or why do we see the filings go up?
I think it's there's two reasons. Number one is because we have a fall off in filings between Thanksgiving and Christmas, because Thanksgiving and Christmas are also focused on the positive things in our life. They're focused on, you know, what we're grateful for in our families, and Valentine's Day kind of shifts the focus back to us personally, and particularly what we're getting out of that primary relationship in our lives.
Ooh. And, I mean, like I said, I can't imagine opening the door and getting those papers, or sometimes I guess you get them in the mail or whatnot. But so you found, have you found that your phone rings? I mean, it's just like you just explained that, okay, we get through those holidays and now it's time to get serious and now we're going to look at our relationship.
Yes, it actually starts about February the 1st as everyone starts shifting their focus to Valentine's Day coming up. And for some folks, they're in there early because they want to get out of the relationship they're in so they can be with the new Mr. or Mrs. Right that they found. In other cases, they didn't get what they wanted for Valentine's Day, like the golf shoes you were talking about. And they, you know, within a week or two after divorce, they're in seeing the lawyer.
Yeah, there you go. So, and it's, and, you know, divorce has no boundaries. I mean, it could be these gray divorces. We're seeing older people, or it could be somebody who's newly married. Is that right?
Absolutely. It kind of spans the spectrum of age. It's not confined to one area, that's for certain.
Is it more men or women? Who, I've always been curious about this. Is it more men, Dennis, or women that are filing?
You know, at Valentine's Day, we see like a 3-to-1 ratio, three times as many women filing at this time of year than men.
What does that say? It's like what you just said about examining relationships or somebody else or whatever it might be.
I think it has a lot to do with women's expectations surrounding Valentine's Day and the way their focus shifts.
Yeah. You sent me such an interesting piece that you did, and I was following along on it, and you talked about what happened to you. Do you remember the first girl that ever broke your heart?
I absolutely do. I was in the seventh grade, and I can tell you her name, and she broke up with me within a couple of days after Valentine's Day.
She did. That's terrible. And so you, but now you're happily married, right?
I am. I'm happily married for 10 years now.
See, so there you go. So it worked out for you. But it was a Valentine's Day breakup. And you talked about in the piece that you sent me, and you've dealt with divorce for 30 years, you talk about, you know, what it is. Is it faith and hope, or what is the deal? What do you really need? What do you really want? Are these the things that lead sometimes down the path of you know, no return, or is it that we're not examining those issues enough?
Well, actually, I think the challenge is that at Valentine's Day, we do look at our relationships and we examine them carefully. And if we have faith that the person that we're with either is the person for us or could become the person that we want them to be, then we stay with them. But it's when we've lost that faith that they are the person. And sometimes, let me just tell you, it's amazing how Valentine's Day brings an end to the faith in relationships. You know, when you find that receipt for something at the jewelry store that didn't make it home, or you find that receipt for something at Victoria's Secret that didn't make it into the bedroom, well, it's quite the shock. So if something has happened to cause us to lose faith in the relationship or the person that we have, and at the same time, we have lost also hope that they will become the person we want them to be, then the next thing we know, people are abandoning ship and moving on to greener pastures.
When somebody comes in, somebody talks to you over the phone, maybe they may come in, do you go through, you know, what do you do to make sure that this is the right course for them? Because I can tell by our conversation that you're successful at what you do, but you're a guy who's not going to take a bogus case.
Well, the first thing I do is I've asked the client, what have we done to save this relationship? Because I think the biggest failure in relationships is not trying. So I want to know, how long have we been married? What are the challenges? Are they challenges that are dangerous for my client? Or are they challenges that someone's bailing out of too early and too easy? And sometimes I actually ask them to go back out the door and examine their reasons for leaving this relationship and give it the effort that it deserves and that they deserve.
Yeah, because the idea is you don't want somebody to make a mistake in divorce when it could have been saved.
I've got to tell you the story about a woman that came in my office. She was 68 years old, and she was telling me as I was working on her divorce, I had worked with her for months, and she said, the biggest mistake I made in my life, Dennis, was I divorced the father of my daughters. And she had divorced him 40 years ago.
Mm.
And she said, it was just difficult and we didn't get along. And I just didn't think a marriage needed to be that difficult. And she said, I have never had it as good in the 40 years since.
Oh, that's depressing, Dennis. Oh, yeah, it's depressing because she realized it, but it was too late.
It was, and she had suffered for 40 years in other relationships, and I see it a lot of times. I see people divorcing 95%ers or coming in and at least talking to me about divorcing 95%ers, and I talk to them about that and let them know that the relationship and their family deserve the effort be put into saving the relationship, to resurrecting the relationship.
Yeah. You've done this, as I mentioned before, 30 years. Is this the most you've seen? I mean, is our culture, because I think our culture now, it's just, and you already touched on some of this, is like a throwaway culture. Boom, that's it. I'm tired of it. They're not going to do what I want them to do, so we're just going to have to move on. Do you think that you're seeing more divorces now than you ever have in the past decade or so?
Not only am I seeing more divorces, but I'm also seeing levels of entitlement in clients that are just staggering, quite honestly. And I don't know if in your area you have the billboards that we do here, but I see billboards everywhere telling myself and my clients what we deserve. You know, you deserve this. You deserve the new car. You deserve the new house. You deserve the new furniture. And people have started to believe that they deserve for it to be easy in their relationships.
And that, and then that's why you're seeing this happen, because we can't make that leap. And I don't know, I wonder if, and I think technology is great in so many senses, but I wonder if part of it is because we're have so much technology and things are moving so fast and we're so stressed and all those other excuses that we can make. But life is a lot different than it was, let's say, 30 years ago. And maybe that's an excuse, but that's, I think that's part of the problem. Would you blame any of this on technology and, like you said, the expectations that we all have?
You know, I can blame it on technology generally, but I can even blame it on technology specifically. I had a case this last year where a guy who was 50-odd years old had reconnected over the internet. A woman had been looking for him for 30-some-odd years. She was the love of his life in the summer of their 15th year. In a little town in Texas, and they both moved back to the big cities after visiting their grandparents, and she found him on Facebook. And within a month of her finding him on Facebook, he was moving out. In fact, it was just about February. he was moving her down to Texas and moving his wife out.
Oh, man. There you go. That points out technology, no doubt about it. Dennis Fuller, divorce attorney, Dallas, Texas, thanks so much for coming on, shedding some light.